Wickedness in the heavenly places. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6, verse 12. In the periodical Faith Fellowship, volume 57, number 2, Ray Van Dyke wrote, "Wickedness in the heavenlies? Well, that cannot be," some will say. Some translators, like in the KJV above, hardly dare to translate this thus, and so they changed it, heavenlies, to read high places, thinking maybe it could mean like Moscow or New York, etc. But this is the same heavenly places which they have translated in other places. They could hardly get themselves to believe that there is wickedness among the celestials in the heavenlies, because in their minds the heavenlies should be pure, no sin, everything perfect. No, there is sin in the heavenly places, the heavenlies, the celestials. In fact, the heavens are not clean in his sight, according to Job 15:15. They are going to be some day, but now they are not. In the heavenlies there are spiritual forces of wickedness. We are some day going to get into their territory. We are some day going to be literally in the celestials. God's universe is vast. God is always busy. We are going to be working in the celestials, and as the celestials are what it says here, there's a lot of work to be done there. But it all is going to be done in, through, and with Christ. Ephesians 3:21.